A boat gently rocks beneath you, the waves lulling you side to side. A haunting voice calls to you on the cool sea air. You reach out. You've been lured in by the Siren Sisters. Hey, I'm Audrey.
Hey, it's Ash.
We're going to talk about another movie today.
A doozy of a movie, some would say. Me.
We're going to discuss and review The King's Daughter, 2022. That's when it was released. Did you see any of the marketing for this before it came out?
I want to say I saw like one YouTube ad or something. Like, I had heard of it, but I don't know how.
I think I had seen a couple, I want to say a couple of trailers, and I think one was because I went and saw an anime movie in theaters, which was like, they play kind of different trailers before those because it's so niche.
In
America. I saw a trailer and then I didn't hear anything about it for a long time, and I was like,
wasn't just like a regular theatrical release, right? Because we had to have known about it, right?
No, there was a theatrical release.
How?
I think they knew. I don't know at what point they knew that it was very, very bad. But they did know it was very, very bad.
Okay.
Oh boy. Apparently it's based off a novel called The Sun and the Moon and the Sun by Vonda N. McIntyre. The film stars Pierce Brosnan as Louis XIV, Kaya Scodelario as Marie Joseph, and Benjamin Walker as Yves Delacroix. Delacroix? Delacroix?
Delacroix.
Is that it?
Yeah.
LaCroix. let's see. Should we just begin at the beginning?
Yeah, I guess let's just start going through the storyline, quote unquote, and see where we end up.
Oh, okay. I will say before we like just dive right in. I do remember seeing like a mermaid in the trailer and like allusions to mermaids in the trailer, and I was like, interesting, which is why I'm the only person in the whole state of Wisconsin who knows that this movie exists.
Yeah, we knew it was a mermaid movie, and that's all we knew, pretty much.
That's it. That's really it. And it was like pseudo historical.
Yeah.
Because dresses. So Marie Joseph was born and raised in a convent in France. She is rebellious. She loves to swim into ocean, and all the nuns yell at her. And she's just such a rebel rouser.
They say like the ocean is evil or something.
Yeah, it's
like
it's full of demons.
Why? I've never heard that before. Is that based on any kind of reality? Why is the ocean evil?
I mean, there's been like a long healthy fear of the sea.
Sure.
Because it's so dangerous.
Yeah.
But I think they were just saying that so she wouldn't get hurt.
I guess.
And because they do know that she's the king's daughter. Like she's supposed to be secret, but like they know who she is.
Yeah, I was confused who knew and who didn't.
Yeah, it was, I know she didn't know.
Right.
Because they were like, we can't tell her. No. She's a child. So when they were calling her name, when she was swimming in the ocean, I had to turn off the subtitles immediately. And I was like, I don't know what they're saying at all.
Yep.
What? And I was like, oh, her name is stupid.
I'm glad that wasn't just me. I was like, seriously, of all the names you could have picked.
I was just like, I don't know. It's not the worst name ever, but I was like, we're making capital B bold choices.
Absolutely. This whole movie.
Oh, boy. So she's the king's daughter. They kept her in hiding for some ungodly reason. I don't remember. I don't think it was important. This is basically a fan fiction.
Yeah. Like, we wrote this when we were about 12 or 13.
Absolutely.
Is the quality of the writing.
Absolutely, we did. This feels like Jupiter Ascendant. yeah, Jupiter Ascending levels.
Did I even watch that?
Girl, like, you should, because it's fun.
If I did, I feel like I blocked it out.
It's great, actually. There's a wolf man.
Okay, I did not watch it.
Communicates with the bees.
Oh my god, I gotta watch
this. And they're in space. Oh my god, you're gonna like it, I think.
Okay,
but it's very much in the same vein of very capital B bold choices.
Yes, yes, and, TM.
Unhinged fan fiction.
Okay,
to the nines.
Which usually nines. I feel like we're all on board for, but.
I was screaming during this movie.
Oh, same.
The King's Daughter. But it was, like, fun.
Yeah.
It was, like, screaming
yeah.
for fun.
I've never had such a visceral reaction to a movie.
I wish we could have watched it together. Yeah,
this would have been a good one to be together and drink some wine and just go absolutely yes. feral.
With the projector screen.
Yes.
So good. Oh gosh, they gotta. So the king comes back from war. He gets shot, and he really just brushes it off.
Yeah, he's fine.
Yeah, he's okay, and not. It was merely a flesh wound. Falls off a horse too, yeah. And it's like he gets back up there. And he's like, "Don't worry, people. I'm too cool."
Yeah, he just gets back up. He's like, "Okay, anyways, so."
Yeah. but he's like, oh man, I'm mortal too, and I'm the king of France. So he consults his religious advisor, like basically the Pope, and his, like, I want to say scientific advisor.
Yes.
And the scientific, right?
His alchemist?
Yes, his alchemist. His political alchemist.
Yes.
So he consults him, and the political alchemist is like, what if, to get you to be immortal, we captured a mermaid from Atlantis, and we figure out how to steal her immortality. And the king's like, print, let's do it.
Right.
Here's
on,
the
bro.
Money, let's go.
Like, that just came out of nowhere. He was like, here's this book I've had. By the way, mermaids are real. Also, they have this organ that if you cut it out of them, you can live forever. So, like, what if?
I was like, immediately, yes.
Yeah. Like, where? And I've never heard that lore before. Like, sure, introduce some new lore. Cool. But, like, make it make sense.
Oh, it's so good. It reminds me of, like, some of the fake science in Morbius.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
These vampire bats love my blood. Oh, boy. But because the king is also, like, he's feeling his immortality, he wants to chase that with this expedition. But in the meantime, he's like, well, guess I should get my daughter I've ignored for her whole life out here, because she'll, like, be my successor or whatever. Maybe I could marry her off and, like, you know, keep my line going.
Is that why?
Yeah.
Maybe I wasn't paying attention, but I just felt like he was just like, oh, yes, bring her to the castle now to be my composer.
Well, I think that was the excuse when she got there, because he still was like, we got to keep it secret that she's my daughter.
Right.
It's a super secret.
But
super
for secret. Why?
So I think he... I really don't want to watch the movie again to find out, but he wants to bring her back to Versailles because he's like, I really think it's because he's like afraid of death and like he's I'm looking in the notes here just in case there's anything, but
yeah, make it make sense. I didn't even know she was a composer until he was like, you're my court composer. I was like, she writes music? Like, we don't have
I didn't even know she
no she background anything. For any of this. I'm like, okay, no. I guess.
Mm-mm. Yep, yep. But he's like, okay, let's have my daughter here. Mr. Pope, go get my daughter. And he does, and she's like, oh, I gotta bring my cello. And
yeah, her tiny weird cello that wasn't even a cello.
It's not. It's like a large viola.
Yeah, it was weird.
Very odd. Very odd choices. So she comes to court, and she has a little attic room, and she has her own little maid, which I was like, ooh.
Yeah, that was confusing. Was she just That's her weird. Friend? Was she...
She was her friend eventually, yeah. But it was like... Weird. I don't know.
Weird vibes.
Not a fan. So... It was just a weird dynamic. It's like, you work for me and I'm above you, but also we're best friends.
But we're both like, peasants.
I don't like that. Yeah. Well, and she's literally not. She's not a peasant.
Yeah.
She doesn't know that, but whatever. She's coming to Versailles. We cut back to the expedition. It goes really well immediately.
Yeah.
We see a hot pirate. He's like, oh, it's over there. There's Atlantis. And let's catch this mermaid.
How did they know? How did they find it?
No idea.
He's literally just looking through some binoculars at the ocean. No, and then it's just glowing. And they're like, oh, my God, mm-hmm, here it mm-hmm. is. Throw some bombs out in the ocean.
I was like, what are the bombs going to do?
Right. Like, are they, they're just scaring the mermaids away.
That's what I was thinking.
But they scared one onto each side of their ship right into their mm-hmm. nets. Thank God.
Right into their nets. And they immediately know that one is a lady and one is a dude. Mm-hmm. And they're like, well, we only need the female because that's who has the organ. Like, apparently. Why wouldn't you just take both?
Right. Like,
this is a mystical creature.
Yeah. He's got to do something, right? Like, if she's got this magical everlasting life heart, maybe he's got something.
Maybe he squirts cotton candy out his ass. I don't know.
Make some mermaid babies and grow your own colony. Yeah. Makes no sense.
Yeah, it was dumb.
Yep.
but they head back and they're like, okay, great, here, King, we got our mermaid so you can sacrifice her on the eclipse because that's apparently when you can suck out all her power and get immortality. And we're like, great, great, great. This mermaid is fish food. So the king is like, this girl is my new composer. I wake up to her compositions every morning and it's great. And they have some, I don't know. They have some like almost drama, like politically drama. Like, she keeps getting noticed by this one duke and she doesn't really pay attention to him, but we see him snuffing other court ladies and we see the court ladies like, oh, who is that? Oh my God, she has the attention of the king. And while Marie-Joseph Marie-Joseph and her servant, which is messed up, while they are taking a walk, the king rides up to them and they're in front of a fountain and it's like modeled after her mom, which is pretty obvious as the audience, but like, you know, what, right? Am I wrong?
It was weird.
It doesn't look like her.
It doesn't look like her or the actress that we see a glance of later that's her mom. But she's just staring at it intently for no reason. And I'm like, okay, I know she's having a connection with this random statue of a naked lady.
Yep.
But why?
I know the movie wants us to be like, ooh, there could be something going on here.
A mystery.
But literally, a mystery. It's just dumb.
Yeah.
It's not well executed. I don't think we see the mermaid yet either.
I don't think so.
No, it's a little bit later. Okay. So she's like on the edge of the fountain and the king rides up and she falls in the fountain and he like gives her his cloak so she can dry out. And they're like, you're a woman and you need to smile for the king. And she's like, eh? And he's like, well, I hope you have like a better smile as my court composer.
As soon as he said, or somebody said, why don't you smile?
Yeah.
I said, why don't you fuck yourself?
Yeah, why don't you go die in a hole?
At the TV. I was like, that's like the most quintessential horrible thing to say to a woman. Like, oh, why don't you smile for me, baby? How about no and go die? I hate you.
Which I understand was the point, because I'm pretty sure it was the political alchemist who said it.
I guess, but...
But I was just like, I don't...
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Why does it matter?
Why does it matter? She did a curtsy and a bow. She's being polite. Like, yeah. She's bad at it.
I don't think you're supposed to look the king in the eye and smile at him.
Right?
That's not proper.
It's awfully forward from what I've heard.
Right?
Oh, my gosh. So she gets moved to a bigger, nicer room. She also meets Ives. Or Yves. Yves?
Is that Yves, I think.
It's, yeah. It's, here's the thing. All these names are French, and it's dumb. But none of them have French accents.
No, all like, British accents.
Make it make sense. Oh, and we do see in these scenes where she's at court, we do see some of the fashion.
Oh, no.
Some of the fashion and the makeup choices. It's literally 2012 prom dresses with weird makeup on top.
Yes, like literally from so many different decades. There was like a 1920s swing dress. There was an 80s prom dress. There was like a 1700s colonial type dress. That she was wearing like a flapper headband with like a Grecian inspired ball gown with a zipper on the back. Like,
which would be, oh my god, the zippers.
The zippers.
I was like, you zippers not invented until like 1930.
Right. Like, or something. Not then.
No, not then. Absolutely
not.
They
didn't have plastic.
They didn't have plastic, and they didn't have those little metal teeth.
And they didn't have any of the decades that any of those dresses came from. Like, why?
Nope.
Why set it in a specific historical time if you're not even going to try? Why?
I think they were going to try and do more of a Bridgerton kind of vibe, but like they failed at that too. Like, Bridgerton's not accurate by any means. It's not like truly historical, but they got the vibe.
It's an aesthetic choice.
Right, and it's executed very well.
Yeah.
So
this was
what
just
was happening.
Like, yeah, it's like you went to a local theater troupe and was like, "I need all of these women in dresses," and you said nothing else to them, and they didn't have any context for the scene.
They just gave you all the dresses they had.
Yep. It was so infuriating. Oh, I screamed so much during that part.
I really tried to let it wash over me.
I couldn't do it. Like, I try not to be a snob, but like, oof.
I think that's actually brave of you. So thank you for doing that.
I'm doing the work of the people.
Thank you. Because I couldn't handle it. If it was a background woman in a dress, she was literally a tree to me. I did not see her.
That's fair. But it wasn't just the background women.
Oh,
unfortunately.
No, it wasn't. It was
literally everyone. Like, there was one of the butlers was literally just in like a straight up modern suit jacket.
Oh my god, I did see that.
Like, it was squared off shoulders, like you bought it at Croft and Barrow, like
modern lapels.
Yes, like, just straight up slacks. And I was like, why?
Why are we doing this?
Why would you do that to me?
Why are we doing this? In a movie that allegedly has $40 million to make this movie.
What?
Oh, no. Okay, so the budget was $40 million. Do you want to guess what the box office money release is?
I'm going to guess, by your reaction, it's not $40 million. I'm gonna say
wild surprise
23.
Oh, very generous. 1.8 million.
Are you serious?
1.8 million.
Oh my god.
Did they producer this movie? Did they pull a producer?
They made a flop on purpose.
Well, and they stopped marketing it.
They absolutely.
That's how I don't know. That always ticks like a little red flag for me.
Yeah.
If I see a trailer for a movie and then I hear absolutely nothing, I'm like, oh, they're killing this.
We figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
We're on to you guys.
We're on to you, Bliss Media. oh my God, Julie Andrews did the narration.
She did. That's part of why I was so angry later, because I was like, oh my God, Julie Andrews, mm-hmm. like, this is going to be so great, a beautiful, wonderful story. And then they give us an absolute pile of dog shit.
It was garbage. Okay, so she meets Eves. They fall in love because he's a hot pirate. And she's like, I'm just a little peasant woman. Blah, 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 blah,
I'm not
blah.
Like other girls.
I'm not like other nobility. And also she loves the ocean and he's a sailor. And it's like, sure, sure,
he's
sure.
He's like,
sure,
I want
to sure.
be free in the ocean and stuff. She's like, she's oh my like, God, I love the ocean and stuff.
Oh my God, I love the ocean.
The ocean.
So the mermaid is brought to a chamber underneath the castle where allegedly all of the water that pumps the fountains in Versailles, it's like managed and is cleaned through and runs through and, it, you know, all that. So they got a big pit of water to store her in that's like out of sight, out of mind.
Which, can we talk about that set?
Briefly. I would love to. So... in what looks like the entrance to a mini golf back room. You know those little doors? You know those little doors that open up behind the bushes?
Yeah.
At a mini golf?
Yeah.
They go through this cave, or the stone passage with carvings on the wall that look like fish scales, I think, if I'm remembering right.
Yeah, there's just like shiny rocks embedded in the walls.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense to me.
For this utility passage.
Right.
And like, so you go down the steps, there's the pool at the bottom, there's a giant water wheel, there's like gates for the river sources, there's, you know, little things to, you know, quarantine water and push it other places. And just that big deep pool in the middle, it looks like... It looks like a, you know, so the Phantom of the Opera set?
Yes!
With the water? Is that what you thought of too?
I mean, not specifically until you said that. I thought of like, it was just like, but it was a very theatrical set.
It was.
Like, it wasn't
really was.
Realistic looking. It was like very designed, and like the rocks were like a warm tone orangey brown, and like the water was a cool toned blue.
Yeah.
And it was
the color theory.
Yes.
In this underground
passageway. Like, it was pretty. I liked it.
It was. It
but
was.
It was again, a bold choice, TM. Okay. And I was like, okay, this is where we're gonna put the mermaid.
Behold.
I guess, like, it reminded me of, there is a in South Carolina, Myrtle Beach, there is a pirate show.
And that, yes,
the
exactly.
setting is like a lagoon, and it literally just reminded me of like a theatrical like pirate show set.
Oh my God, if they had a seal show on that little stone,
yes.
it would not seem out of place.
Exactly.
It's so odd.
Yeah.
It's so odd. I want to say everything about the way this movie is shot is pretty theatrical.
Yeah.
And one other thing it reminds me of, just like in terms of setting and color and how they frame their shots, it reminds me of the trashy webtoons that I read.
Yeah.
Because you have like three settings.
Yep.
And you just kind of reuse them. And oh, God. But it's, I don't know, the pacing felt like that, too.
Yeah.
Where it was just like, things are just happening.
Very odd.
Mm-hmm. So Marie-Joseph, she is trying to practice the cello in her room. She hears a weird calling noise whisper in her ears, and she finds the pool with the mermaid in it. And we get to see the mermaid.
Yeah,
for the
first
time.
A shock.
Mm-hmm. She's played by Fan Bingbing, who I love. She's beautiful. She's a very, I want to say she's one of the most well-known Chinese actresses, like, right now.
Mm-hmm.
And she was mostly doing the motion capture and the modeling. Like, she really doesn't speak, which is interesting.
Interesting.
But Marie-Joseph is like, wow, I brought my cello on this walk to find this mysterious
right,
noise.
Like you do.
Just a quirky girl thing that I like to do.
Teehee, just girly things.
Just girly things. And she starts copying the music that she's hearing from the mermaid, and now they're best friends.
Yeah, they just make a connection, I guess.
They just become friends.
Which, okay.
And she, like, uses the mermaid's song to inspire the song that she writes for the king in the morning, and the king's like, oh my god, this is so beautiful, I love it. It's all also, like, a little bit sad, and we're like, yeah, it's because the mermaid is sad.
Yup.
Obviously. But while she's in there making friends with the mermaid, Eves comes in and they're like, you know, flirt for flirt. I love the ocean. You clearly have some kind of thing with the ocean and this mermaid. And she's like, you can't hear her beautiful song. And he's like, no.
Nope.
No explanation.
No. Isn't great. She also like, why did you steal this mermaid? And he's like, I was paid to.
Yeah. Yeah. He was like, yeah, that was the job.
That's my job. And she was like, I'm stuck.
That's fair. I don't know. He's also a fugitive, but I don't think we know that till later, or do we?
I
don't know.
Couldn't tell you.
He got arrested for something. That weird duke is, he like arrested him and he's holding over his freedom. Like if he does these jobs, then he'll be free and the men will be free or something like that. It was,
that's an explanation, barely. I guess.
It's something like an explanation.
Yeah.
If you squint.
Yeah, if you close it both your eyes.
So the next day, there's a ball. Marie-Joseph has a dance with King Louis, who is Pierce Brosnan, and the wigs that Pierce Brosnan is wearing.
Wow.
They are voluminous, in a word.
Yeah, like straight up, like if you took a big old barrel curling mm-hmm. iron and just made big mm-hmm. floofy waves.
Oh yeah. It was hard to tell if they were like trying or if they were just like, you know what, this is what we have, we're gonna, if you just walk confidently, it'll turn out okay.
Yes.
And like Louis the 14th did wear a great like big curled wig,
mm-hmm.
but it was not this.
No.
It was a far cry from what was happening sure on Pierce Brosnan's head. So the king dances with her. He teaches her how to do a minuet. She is not wearing the makeup that everybody else is wearing because she's like, oh my god, I look like a clown. And like, okay, whatever.
I'm not like other girls.
I'm not like these court women.
I don't wear makeup. I'm not like other girls.
I'm uglier. No.
I'm ugly.
So, I did like this Grecian dress, though.
I did like it. Did it make
not
sense to me?
Not in this context.
No, but I did like it. I didn't like
the dress itself,
the strange,
apart.
Yeah, I didn't like the strange, like, 1920s across the forehead, thick, bejeweled headband with it. Looked like shit. But the dress itself was fun.
The dress was great. I also was like, why is her hair always down?
Agreed.
Like, yeah.
Should have been up all the time.
I was like, this is just indecent.
Yep,
like,
that's inappropriate.
Yeah, that's, oh boy. It's like going out in your bra.
Pretty
like
much.
Just your bra.
Yeah.
Some people could get away with it
sure.
today, but like not everybody.
No.
Not this peasant that nobody respects
yeah.
or like
it's just it's not
any
in fashion.
Bearing.
Like
yeah. Like nobody would be intrigued by this.
No.
You know, this would be make her unmarriageable mm-hmm. and just cast it out of everything.
Yeah.
I just so anyway, because it's not actually historical, it's just a modern
right.
fan fiction.
Yeah.
We don't care. It's cute. It's charming. The king is like, you're great. You remind me of my hot dead lover.
Which, if we take a pause for a second, I thought about mm-hmm. it. If you take out the fact, like, she doesn't know that mm-hmm. he's her dad. So if you mm-hmm. take out that mm-hmm. lens.
I thought about this the
it
whole
makes
time.
It seem like he's into her.
Yep. I thought about
and
this the whole time.
It's weird.
It was so weird.
It's so because
he's like, he's supposed to be like this womanizer
yes.
anyway.
He confesses to the priest that he fucks bitches all the time.
I love, okay, while we're talking about this, the priest and the king, we just wanted them to kiss.
Yes.
Just once. Just a little bit.
Yes.
They had this very charged, like, back and forth. Mm-hmm. They were very flirty.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa.
I texted Audrey. God. I was like, so they're gay, right?
And I was like, yes, 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 yes.
Correct,
yes.
Correct. The vibes.
Not in the movie, but, like,
no.
In reality.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I did genuinely like their little back and forth.
Yeah, I did too. It was funny. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But no, I completely agree. That was the forefront thought on my mind, watching the king interact with Marisha Seth. Yeah. I was like, she doesn't know. And you're being very like, ooh, let me take you into my arms and like teach you the ways of the world. And I'm like, ooh.
Like he's yucky grooming her. I didn't like it.
Mm-mm. Me either. Oh, boy. So I think they do more party stuff. She keeps visiting the mermaid. At one point, she swims with the mermaid, and that was cute. The special effects for the mermaid were not terrible, but they did look like it should have came out of like a Final Fantasy video game cutscene.
That's exactly what Josh said.
It's almost exactly that style where it's like really nice and high def, but mm-hmm. it has this weird etherealness to it and it doesn't move.
Yeah, it like falls into the
thing with weight.
Yeah, yeah. Like what's the term for when something gets too realistic in animation?
Uncanny Valley.
Yeah, it fell in the Uncanny Valley for me a lot.
Yeah, it's in there for sure. Just living in that valley.
Yeah,
which deep in the ocean.
Faces are hard. It's mm-hmm, almost impossible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sure that's where most of their budget went, honestly.
Oh,
animating absolutely. That mermaid. And then the backgrounds of Versailles. Were they in Versailles or like those were gorgeous?
They were beautiful. Incredibly beautiful. I don't know. I was going to say I could try and find it really quick. Yeah, they filmed on location.
Like they in the Palace of Versailles?
They did a 2-week shoot in France.
Wow.
And then they moved the production to Australia to shoot most of the other stuff. So a lot of that like B-roll or like the background shots are actually Versailles.
Wow. Because, yeah, those are beautiful.
Yeah, they were gorgeous. And they also did a couple of scenes at the Versailles Abbey. So that was pretty cool. Oh, wait, hold on. No, I can't read. So in Australia, they went to a University of Melbourne, and they had a set there that was transformed into the Versailles Abbey.
Oh, cool.
So that cliffside.
Oh, yeah. That was cool.
Yeah, it was. It was really cool. I liked that. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, don't leave there. Seems nice. If only they'd let you swim.
The Devil Ocean.
It's all them demons hiding in the waters. So she's like garnered the attention of this duke. The duke has a lot of money, and the king is like, we kind of need money after this war that has been going on forever. Like we won it, I guess, but I still need more money. I skipped over a part. I'm so sorry. So King Louis the 14th appoints the duke. The title, like his dad passed away, he gets the title.
Oh yeah.
They're at a dinner in his honor, and they're doing more like celebratory court stuff. Like they go on a horse ride, and she gets fucking smacked off that horse.
Oh yeah.
When she hit that branch, oh, I was laughing.
Yep.
It was very good. But yeah, she breaks her arm. Taken to her bed, and they're like, oh my god. We have to amputate your arm.
Yeah,
it's
going
to get infected. Yeah. Yeah.
What?
And she was like, wait, can we like not do this right now?
He literally just like looked at her arm and was like, oh, yeah, we got to take that shit off.
Right. Which like I thought they were. I thought with the whole organ thing, they would have a little better like science or something.
Right.
But I don't know.
Like the bone hadn't even broken through the skin. She didn't have any open wounds. Why was she going to get sepsis?
I have. No clue. Maybe he was just looking at the bruising and is like, well, this is really purple.
Well,
I don't think it's going to make it.
That'll solve the problem.
Purple's the devil's color. So she's like, wait, let's not do this. And the king comes in and he's like, we'll wait and we'll assess this in the morning. We're not going to take your arm.
We'll wait a day.
We'll wait one singular day.
See if it gets better. Like, if you have to amputate a limb, it's not going to fix itself in a day.
No, it is not. But in the night, she hears the mermaid call her and she like hobbles down. She hobbles down to go visit the mermaid, and the mermaid's like, ooh, come in my waters. Ooh. And she jumps in, and the mermaid spins around her and heals her with some
wow. That would have been better.
That would be fun. That'd have been a better movie. So she heals her arm though with some magical glowing light. And now that she knows, like, oh wow, this mermaid has magical powers. Like, really, you didn't think, but okay,
yeah,
you know, you didn't think before this she would have had magical powers.
Oh,
dear. But she's like, wow, the king is so nice to like get this mermaid and use her to heal the people, and everyone around her just kind of goes, yeah, that's what's gonna happen.
Absolutely,
yeah,
which it makes more sense,
yeah,
than just killing her.
Yeah, she already has better ideas than the king.
Yup.
Oh, boy. Lachaise. Who is Lachaise? Oh, the priest. Oh. Sorry, I started reading the synopsis again, and I was like, this is a new name. She comes back, and she's like, hey, king, it's so nice. And the king's like, hey, can I talk to you, actually? And he said, okay, so you're my daughter. Also, you have to get married to this guy that you don't really like or know. And she refuses. And he's like, that's not an option. Like, LOL cute.
He becomes very sinister.
To me, it reads just like asshole misogyny behavior. Which, like,
absolutely.
Yeah. That's in line with his character.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like they set it up weird and it, I don't know.
They did. It was very weird. I could see, so for me, it was like, well, he thinks he's making the best choice for the kingdom in like in one way. And like, you know, she's a pawn for him to use. Like he's a toy. He's a tool in his toolbox. And it sucks.
Yeah.
So she, this is my favorite part of the movie. So she's like, I'll never do this. And also, that sucks. And I hate you. And she turns around and we see the zipper on her dress. And I was like, zipper? And then she runs out of the room. And she runs and cries down a hallway. And then she just falls down in the hallway. Yep,
just dramatically in slow motion.
I was like, girl, you didn't even trip.
Like, yeah, she just crumbles. I'm like,
she
girl.
She just laid down. Oh my God, it was so funny.
Get a backbone, my guy.
Like, it sucks that her character did that because it's stupid and bad, but it was hilarious for me.
Absolutely. But like, we're just not connected to this character enough to actually care.
Not a single shit is given.
Nope.
Oh, one thing before we go to the big climactic ending, I really liked the design of the mermaid. I liked her flippers for her hands and how they looked like those Chinese sleeves.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And I thought her colors were very pretty.
Yeah,
and that was all I noticed. Pretty. Yeah, her tail was very pretty.
The fin hands kind of freaked me out.
When I saw them, I was like, okay, are those sleeves? Are those arm fins? What's happening? And then I was like, well, her hair is kind of like pulled back in that classic kind of, not Qigong, but, and it's not a Qipao either. Oh boy. I'm going to cut all that out. But it's pulled back in a pretty Eastern style. So, you know, mm-hmm. But I liked her. It was just her face and body together moving. That was super weird.
Yeah. I was just waiting for them to make her come out of the water because I knew how horrible that was going to look animated because wet hair always looks like shit.
It looks terrible. But they
only did it once. And I was like, that was a good choice.
That was a great choice. And it was pulled back. The camera was pulled back.
From far away.
You can add a little blur.
Yep.
That was so good.
The best choice they made.
It really was. So she's upset. The priest goes to visit the mermaid and the priest realizes that, oh my God, this is a sentient person. This is not just an animal for us to slaughter.
She has a soul.
She has a soul, a mermaid soul. Mermaids can't have souls. They don't have feet. Sorry.
Ah.
Thank you. So the priest, Marie-Joseph, and Yves all team up and they're like, okay, we're going to get this mermaid out of here before she's murdered. And the priest has to tell Marie-Joseph, hey, in order to leave this room safely, you need to put on your wedding dress and like not look so upset. And she's like, oh, I guess. And then she gets to dramatically rip her wedding dress as soon as she's outside, just as soon as she starts to run. She rips the bottom hem off. And I was like, then what was the point?
Yeah. See, I was confused because she's like, I'm ready to go into sport mode. And she starts ripping her dress. And I was like, oh, she's going to like totally transform it. And it looked exactly the same. And I was what did she rip off?
I had the same thought. And I was like, was it just the train? Was there like,
maybe?
So it, like when she's running around, it's kind of at her ankles. So maybe it was floor length with a little bit of a train before. Yeah. But that was not readable to the audience, which was us.
And that dress was a little ugly, to be honest.
Oh, it was so hideous. Yeah. Like, first of all, I'm very picky about tiered wedding dresses in general.
Mm-hmm.
When they're that kind of feathery cutoff fabric thing, it has to be really good for me to like it. It's not my taste. This dress was that, and then they stained the top part of it pink, and that was it.
Yeah,
it was bad.
Pink flowers on the top.
Did they look like flowers? I could have swore it was like the ruffles.
I mean, yeah, ruffly flowers. Okay.
I don't know. Right. Well, I was like, if you're gonna do a flower dress, just do a flower dress. Put flowers on it.
Yeah. I mean, Josh spied it in the background before she had put it on because it was on a mannequin, and he was like, oh my God, I think that's her wedding dress. And I was like, no, there's no way. Like, I literally thought it was like half of a dress put together on a mannequin. It wasn't even finished. And then she put it on. I was like, oh, fuck.
It is her. Yeah. Yes. It looked it looked awful. Gross.
And it didn't fit her. Like, it was too tight on the bodice, and it was like pulling and like wrinkling around her on the seams. And I was like, y'all can't even fit a dress to your main character.
What? Please. Like, why? I don't. It was so weird. It was such a weird choice. Like, that color looks good on her, but I just.
Sure. But she's already worn a white dress with like a pink ombre bottom. And now they just put, like, pink flowers on top of a white dress. And I...
Right? It's dumb. They really thought they were trying to do something with the color in this
movie. They sure did.
Yeah. Oh, boy. That's so stupid.
So, anyway.
Yeah. So, they do a big fight in that water area with the water wheel. Yves gets shot in the fight. And he and the mermaid escape through the underground river. Marie-Joseph steals a horse, and the king is chasing after her on his horse with a bunch of his men. And I was like, whose horse is that?
Whose horse is that?
Whose horse is that? Where did she get that horse? Whose horse was that, genuinely?
Seriously.
I was like, you can't just take them. I don't know. They're riding to the cliffs, and they come to the cliffside. She can see that the mermaid and her lover, Yves, are dropped into the ocean, and like he's healed, he's okay. And the king stops her and he's like, hey, the eclipse is happening, like we need to get that mermaid. And all the gunmen line up and she's like, actually no, if you're gonna kill that mermaid, you gotta choose whether you save me or kill the mermaid. And
I guess, and
Louis's like, I guess. Yeah, and she has like a locket with her mother's face in it, and she like drops it on the ground, and then she throws herself into the ocean, and she definitely dies from that jump.
Yep.
She hits the water, and she's not alive.
She did.
So the mermaid waits to save Marie-Joseph until the eclipse is over, and all of those people were looking directly at that sun and the moon. They should all be blind. They should all be blind.
Also, was it the correct eclipse?
Absolutely
they said it was
not.
A solar eclipse, but wasn't it a lunar eclipse?
No, it is a solar eclipse.
It was a solar eclipse?
The sun is the one getting eclipsed.
Okay. Josh thought it was the opposite.
I was
like, you know what? That wouldn't even surprise me.
Everybody has different ideas about the moon. So, the king decides to not murder the mermaid, and the mermaid's like, okay, great, I can save her now. I can save my friend.
Why didn't the mermaid just swim away?
Thank you.
Why'd she stick around?
Why did she stay on the surface of the water?
Yeah, why didn't all the guns were pointed at her.
Exactly. Why didn't she just dive deep down? Like, there were ships around there, but if she just stayed close to the bottom, I don't think we'd have a problem.
No. I thought they had to perform the ritual as well during the eclipse. So, like, they're already out of time. Even if they shot her, what are they going to go down there and, like, cut her open and stuff? Like,
he's going to, like, jump down there and eat her guts? I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, it was a bad ultimatum.
Yep.
For so many reasons.
Yep. And it made no sense.
It made.
The stakes were low.
Yeah. It was barely a conflict, really.
Yep.
She's saved. They reconcile. Let's see. I'm just trying to. The priest tells Louis the king that, oh man, you were always a great king, but now you're a great man because you
didn't kill your daughter.
Because you didn't kill your daughter or this mystical creature.
Yeah, they had like a weird conversation between like the king, the priest, and the alchemist. They had this weird philosophical argument about how like, well, the mermaid has a soul, so we shouldn't kill her. And the alchemist was like, well, it's science, so we should kill her. And I was like, you can't bring in weird Catholic morality into a mermaid story. It doesn't make sense. You can't rationale it out.
Wait, has the mermaid done her sacraments?
Right?
Now there's going to be mermaid missionaries.
Yes. Like, it was just so weird and unnecessary.
It was super weird. I didn't like it. Mm-hmm. So, in the epilogue, Marie-Joseph and Yves, they sail away to find the city of Atlantis, so that Marie-Joseph can be reunited with her friend, the mermaid. Never once does she give her a name.
Nope.
Try to ask for her name.
Nope.
Share anything meaningful that would actually build a friendship.
Nope.
But we get to see the mermaid with her little mer-baby that was weirdly proportioned.
Weird. I thought the like child had grown up in that time because it just looked like a 10-year-old kid.
It was weird. She looked like, you know, the proportions of like a Barbie and then a Kelly doll.
Yes,
it was like that.
Mm-hmm.
Unsettling.
Mm-hmm.
And the mermaid, like, it's like, okay, great, follow me, and she can breathe underwater because mermaid magic. She gets to get a little tour of Atlantis with all the cute little lights. And the phosphorescent plants and animals.
That was beautiful.
It was beautiful. We never saw a single other mermaid.
No, which is sad.
Which I was like, did she tell them all to stay inside while the human comes to visit?
Yeah, that is kind of weird. I was just so mesmerized, I didn't even notice that.
Oh, it was so beautiful. I was just like, there's got to be one swimming around in here, right? But no, I don't. They did not have the budget.
Yeah, they used really the last of their budget they squeezed out on that scene.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it was fun. And that's and then the credits roll while a song plays, where the lyrics go, "I'm still breathing."
Yeah, by Sia.
It was over.
So weird.
It was so over the top. All of the music choices in this.
So were, weird.
The lyrics were just saying what was happening.
Yeah, and they sounded like a YA Netflix show where like a dramatic scene is happening, and they play like a weird like somber like pop song.
Yeah, like a sad Demi Lovato.
Yeah. Why?
I gotta go my own way.
What about us?
What about everything
we've been through?
What about trust? You know, I never wanted to hurt you.
It was that kind of vibe.
It really was. Overall, I'm glad this movie did not make any money at all.
Yeah.
It does not deserve it. I did love all of the actors that were in it. And actually, there was this one scene, I think it's where Marie-Joseph is like, she's surrounded by candles, she's like praying, and the lighting was really good. And I was like, ooh, mm-hmm. Michael, this should be my wedding portrait, like, setup.
Yes.
I was like, this is the vibe.
Candles.
Candles. Mystical mermaids. Yeah. Just in the air. You can feel their presence. Yeah, overall, this movie was, it was like a shit cake.
Yeah. You
put a little shit frosting on it.
Yeah.
Like, put a little speckle on your turd.
Right.
But, oh boy, what an interesting thing to witness.
Yeah, I didn't think that I could ever say that I didn't like a mermaid movie, but here we are.
I know for a fact there's at least one other mermaid movie I do not like, and it's a mermaid horror movie.
Okay.
Uh-huh. But it's also just a really bad B horror movie. Okay. So.
Yeah.
Man, it's so hard. It's so hard to get fed good mermaid food.
It is sad. We deserve better.
I agree.
They need to do it for us.
For you and me.
Mm-hmm, the Siren Sisters.
I like that they, if we're talking about just the Little Mermaid stuff that they did that I like that they made her a little bit musical and, like, you know, she kind of lured in somebody, at least.
Yeah.
I like that she had magic powers. I like that her hair was long and flowy. And her pink scales were cute. Hated the baby. Hated the merman. The merman was, well, he was like, I don't know. They really didn't want to show him very clearly.
Yeah.
They were breezing by.
Yeah. Just, like, she had like a sistery aunt kind of come in and grab the baby real fast.
Oh, that's right. She did.
Yeah.
So weird.
Yeah.
It's like, why aren't we learning more about the Mermaid Society?
Right, that's what we care about.
Why are we focused on this brat?
Yeah, we don't care about Marie-Joseph.
Like, I get that she's our POV character, but, like, why doesn't she care more about the mermaid?
Yeah.
Weird. She's dumb. She's dumb as rocks.
Yeah, pretty much.
But yeah, all of the choices for her costuming was infuriating.
Horrible.
Her hair was always wrong. It was cute, like, it was pretty, but it wasn't correct or proper.
Yeah.
Or anything. So, man, I don't know. Should we even rate it? Or?
I mean, we have to.
Yeah. So, Mermaid. For just a movie scale, this is an absolute one. This is a one for me.
Hard one.
It was still a movie. If it was like, if I had to turn it off, I would have zero stars, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But no, this is a one for sure. For the mermaid scale, I would give it 3 scales out of 10. We don't see the mermaid a lot. She's cute, but she's barely there. And nothing really makes any sense.
Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah, definitely a 1 out of 5 for the whole movie. Terrible and difficult to watch. And that's pretty bad for two girls who love mermaids. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mermaid scale. The first, like, third of the movie, I was like, oh my god, this is going to be like a 1 out of 10 mermaid scales. Where's the mermaid? But then she showed up and she was pretty. So I was going to give it like a 2. But then we got that absolutely wild, just quick tour of Atlantis at the end.
Yeah.
And the baby. But like just the crazy, like beautiful, shiny mermaid tour at the end real fast. So I guess I'm going to give it like a 2.5.
That's fair.
Because it was pretty, but it she was, also it freaked was. Me out because she was too realistic, but not realistic enough. And yeah.
She was hard to watch. She was hard to see with my eyes.
And I wanted more of her actual tail.
Yes. And they don't give us that. It's pretty lame.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Goonies-esque water set was weird.
I liked it, but it was weird.
Like, I liked it, but I wanted to, like, play in it. Yeah. You know? Like, this would be a great private pool for me. A person who loves to play mermaids.
Yes.
I sing in my grotto.
Exactly. It was a grotto.
It was. It truly was.
Yeah.
Hated all the wigs. They were all bad.
All terrible.
The king and the priest didn't kiss. That was terrible. They should have kissed.
Yep.
And it was stupid and bad. And there was kind of a love triangle, but not really, with the Eves and the Duke. And I thought Eves should have been slightly hotter. I was like, why isn't he hotter?
Yeah, why don't I actually care about him?
And I think I know what it is for me personally. His facial hair was, if it was like lined up a little better, and if his hair was not so fried looking, you know?
Yep.
Yeah. It looked very dry.
Yeah. Like he wasn't quite grungy enough for it to be like a grungy, like The Witcher vibe, but he was like, yep, just yucky a little bit. Give me the ick.
He wasn't appealing.
Yeah, which is a bummer.
in what is supposed to be a mermaid romance.
Right.
Oh, well. So next week, we're going to be recapping and reviewing The Sea Witch by Sarah Henning. It's got mermaids. It's got mermaids in it. So
rad.
It's going to be great.
You got an ocean fact for us?
Oh, I was going to say absolutely not, but I do.
Psych.
No, I just remembered because I started listening to this really great here's the thing. They are really great. They just don't have a lot of episodes. I started listening to this this podcast about the ocean, and it's called It Came from the Sea, and she's very funny. I like her a lot, but she does talk about some depressing stuff sometimes, like how illegal shipping ruins the ecosystems, and it sucks.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the criminals are ruining the oceans.
How dare they?
Yeah, I know, right? It's audacious. So one of the facts that I remembered from that podcast is there's a fish that is a deep sea fish called the rockfish that when it is brought up from depth, its stomach and like intestines and its eyes like just fall out of its body.
Oh.
But it's still alive. And you can just put it back. And it's mostly fine. I don't know how they verify that it's okay. But yes, if you put it back in the depth, the stomach and like, you know, its internal organs that have reversed themselves should go back in. And the eye should go back in. And I want to say there is a special kind of, there's a special kind of fishing lure that you can use that when you cut the line, it sinks the fish back down.
Oh, good.
Right. Which, and it's very heavily regulated. Like, usually it's not allowed. You can't fish this fish.
That's good.
Yeah.
Poor deers.
Yes, but that's my ocean bet. So this movie made us want to upturn our guts in this fish can. So.
Yeah, if only it was me.
But yeah, the intense weight of the ocean keeps all its organs together, and you know, when it's not under that pressure. Yeah. Oh my goodness. All right, well, thanks for joining us. I've been Audrey.
I've been Ash.
And it's time to go back into the ocean and not bye. Look at any terrible movies. Okay. Bye.
Splash, splash, splash.
Splash, splash, splash.